Spanish with Michel Thomas, recording 5.
I would like to go over again the use of the present tense of all verbs. Again, we have 3 types of verbs. All verbs in the basic form, the 2 form, yes, end in R. AR pronounced R, ER pronounced air, and IR pronounced ear. Yes, but there's always an R, so you always have to hit the ending. So to speak would be
hablar.
There's only one push.
Hablar.
Hablar, right. Yes. And to eat?
Comer.
Comer, right. Comer. C-O-M-E-R. Mm-hmm. To understand?
Comprender.
Comprender, yes. And to come?
Venir.
Venir. Venir. Venir. Mm-hmm. And to leave?
Salir.
Right. Salir. Yes. Salir. If you say salir, you may not be understood. It's salir. To do, to make?
Hacer.
Hacer. And to say, to tell?
Decir.
Decir. Mm-hmm. Okay. For the present tense, present tense, not present, but present, you have to give a present tense push, meaning you have to push down on the penultimate syllable, on the syllable before last. That will be the signal, considered as a signal into the present tense, that you're using the present tense. That push into the syllable, penultimate syllable, or if a verb only has 2 syllables, the penultimate syllable, the syllable before last, is the first one. So, I want would be?
Quiero.
Right. Quiero. Yes. You want?
Quiere.
No. Quiere, you will not be understood, because that doesn't exist, quiere. That you are only allowed 1 single stress. Never more, not the slightest indication, more than 1.
Yeah.
And in the present tense, you know now where the present tense push is.
Quiere.
Right. Quiere. Quiere. I can.
Puede.
That is, you can. Oh. Okay.
Puedo.
Right. Puedo. Puedo. Yes. What is to speak?
Hablar.
Hablar. I speak.
Hablo.
Right. Yes, you push down on the first syllable here. Yes. Hablo, I speak. I don't speak.
No hablo.
No.
No hablo.
Yes, say it again.
No hablo.
Right. No hablo. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Comprendo.
Right. Comprendo. I don't understand.
No comprendo.
No comprendo. You understand?
Comprende.
Right. Comprende. Do you understand it?
Lo comprende.
Right. Lo comprende. Do you understand me?
Me comprende.
Right? Me comprende? Don't you understand me?
No, me.
No.
No, me comprende.
Right? No me comprende. Why don't you understand me?
Porque
no. Porque?
Porque no me comprende.
Right. Porque no me comprende. Since you're using porque, you already have the question. The inflection to a question is not necessary, but you can also have it. Porque no me comprende. They understand would be?
Comprenden.
Right. Comprenden. So that N, yes, hooked on to the A or E, because all together we are playing with two key sounds. A, if we are on the R track, or E, if we are on the other track. We have two tracks for three types of verbs. One is for AR verbs. I call them the R verbs, yes, because the AR is pronounced R. Yes, that's the, they are on the R track. The other track is for air and ear verbs. So in the present tense, for both tracks, you push down first, and for I, on both of them, your surface on O. Yes, the O is an O, like an obey. Comprendo. Hablo. It doesn't matter whether it is the R track or the other track. Otherwise, if it is not I, for I, then the two key sounds are A or E. If you're on the R track, meaning AR, you push down and your surface on A, on the R track. If you're on the other track, air or ear, you push down and your surface on E. So it's A or E, A or E. So you speak would be...
Able.
Okay, as you're pushing down, yes, while you're pushing down, you may give yourself enough time to think how to surface. If you need more time, push down deeper, and you can push down more slowly. So you want to say, you speak, push down, and push down deep, and take your time as you're pushing down to know how to surface. Because you surface either on A or on E, depending on what track you're on. So you speak would be?
Able.
Are you on the R track or the other track?
I'm on the wrong track.
Hmm?
It's able.
What's more?
Able.
Yes. Able. It's very important. And very soon you will see why it is so important. And the other thing is that